السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. And this for you as a parents, and for you as an adult, as young, everyone. One of the ultimate gift my father gave it to me, ask question, seek consultation, seek knowledge, always think, look around, read. I have people I love in my life. Every time I go to the supermarket, they will not even listen. They will not even willing to listen. They not interesting to listen. They not interesting to ask question. And when I ask, why? When the time come. You see, when the time come. Do you know how many people around me, they marry, and the children is suffering because the parents is ignorant about ABC of upbringing the children. ABC upbringing the children, they do not know. Now, which one it makes sense? I learn and have a nice background of knowledge to able to handle life, or I wait until I make wrong decision or life get complicated and later on. My dear brother and sister in Islam, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, I can take you to how many verse Allah ask us to think, to look, to ask question, to seek knowledge from Allah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the elder, from learned people. The historian used to say, what the value of any future of any nation if the younger do not learn from the elder? Because once the elder is gone, you lost the history. You lost the backup knowledge. What it meaning? You have to start from zero. But when you are in a company of elder, you're gaining big portion of their knowledge. What it meaning? The early people used to say, you can company a man or a learned person for a month, and you gain a knowledge of 60 years. Make you prevent you from making a mistake will equal 60 years of a mess. You see, I will repeat it. Maybe a piece of knowledge or a wisdom you gain will make you prevent a disaster in your life, will cost your life. And it's the opposite. If you ignore that, you make a big mess in your life. And you're always going for what call what? Correction. Correction or problem masking. Now imagine if I have a wife or I have a children. Do I have to make mistake first and correct later? Does this make sense? Imagine I'm a man or a woman. We meet each other and I'm so hollow, so empty. What it will do to me and you? After a while, no respect, no value. I feel useless. I feel bankrupt. What to talk about? Another point extremely important I saw it in my life with many people. No notes. You keep talking and the person in a la-la land. He's not focused. Yeah. Yeah. Stop him and ask, what it mean? He's not there. He cannot repeat what you're saying because he never set priority at all. Meaning, he's a hypocrite deep inside. He's just listening for hypocrisy. He doesn't mean it. This why his memory will not be intact. He will never ask question. He will not be serious to write it down. Imagine when you're living your life in a hollow bubble, hypocrisy. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? Can you fool a learned person? Even if he will be quiet. You're damaging the learned person or you're damaging yourself? What is your credibility later on if you meet people really much higher than you? You lost their respect. They will not respect you. They will not take you seriously. They believe you are a liar. yes doesn't mean yes, no doesn't mean no, is a big problem. Can I be a Muslim? No way. Something wrong deep in my Islam. Even if I look good and people tell me something. Because the whole Islam starts with what? Sincerity and truthfulness. When I said yes, I mean it. When I said no, I mean it. Meaning I have to learn how to listen. How to be honest listener. Honest questioning. Honest take notes. The early people who used to teach me, always take note. And when you go home, rewrite it. Make diary for yourself. Make diary about what you gained today. What is the lesson you gained today? And once in a while, read it to learn from it, to grow. What do you think? Are we asking questions? Are we really mean it? Or are we sliding everything and we're living in a bubble and hypocrisy and lie? Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? You're fooling whom? How good people, really credible people, will be around you when you make yourself look like a fool? You always will have certain fool around you because you do not know better. But if you have some credible people, they have no respect for you because deep inside you don't have it. It's just a layer in the tub. May Allah save us from hypocrisy, a lie, living in a bubble, make believe, our arrogance, our stubbornness. And why? Because we refuse to seek knowledge and grow. Now ask yourself, as a young man or a young woman or a young male or a female, what are you planning to give to your wife? What are you planning to give to your children? Just play with them, having fun? That's it? Buy them ice cream? What are you going to do in the kitchen? What are you going to buy? What product are you going to buy? What the difference between rice and rice? Dal and dal? Meat and meat? Fish and fish? Do you know any different? Imagine you can feed them wrong. I was visiting one young man in one state in New York, in America. And when I visited him, he drinking water from the faucet. And in hour, not even hour, I smell it. It smell bad, it tastes bad. He was drinking it for years. Nobody drink it. It's not suitable for drinking. It's not suitable for drinking. You tell me you have no taste, no smell. Okay, what about asking question? One of the first thing I learned in United States of America, every time you travel from city to city, town to town, make sure you ask question. Is this water is drinkable or no? Some places, some state, the water is recycled. It's recycled water. What it mean? What it tell me about the person? He's living in a big bubble and illusion. What make him do that? The arrogant, the deep arrogant. Do not allow you to ask question in the right time. And what the price? Me, my wife, my husband, my kids, and the future of the ummah. And you know what happened now? Today, our education system, home, or family, or even our masajid, it bubble you up for nothing. No real tarbiyah. No real credibility. No real about adab and humble and humility and all this quality. And who pay for it? Us, the family, the nation, and society. Why? We so arrogant to ask question on time. In case I die, my dear brother and sister in Islam, ask question. Seek consultation, verification, read and go, grow, have consultation with Allah. Don't stop from one knowledge until you verify it 100%. Have adab, how to listen, how to talk, to whom you're talking. Very soon, your kids will do the same to you. and you will hit with a very ugly reality, and you will be crying and will be too late. Humble and humility is not a show. Humble and humility, it has a sign. And the sign, to ask question, to seek knowledge, verification, to verify what you're doing. And this is why one of the highest level of iman, to always make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry of those who do not make dua. If I'm humble to Allah, I need Him. I need Allah in every step in the way. Why I'm stuck? Why I make it so negative? Why I deny myself asking question? Either because I'm so complicated, refuse seek knowledge, or I'm so arrogant, not seek knowledge. Did you ever think, this nice lady coming in my life, or nice man, what I'm going to give them? What I'm going to share with them? I can promise you, not even love. You cannot share love, because you don't have it. You don't have even the essence, the meaning, the comprehending, even the consideration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to wake up big time and be a real asset to myself, to my society, to my future family, to mankind, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.